Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will, and trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change. America, 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Hey, 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 welcome to the beautiful, gorgeous city of New York. We're glad you're with us. Glad you're here in the first portion of the broadcast, too, because that means you get to hear all the scuttlebutt of what's going on, what's happening, why is Stephen Baldwin on time? Why is he even here for the second week in a row? Other mysteries of the universe that have not yet been unfurled shall be tonight. There he is. Hey, Stevie B. How are you?
What's going on, Kevo?
And it's fun because our flagship radio station isn't on with us for this first hour. Like, we could totally, like, just dog New Yorkers because they're listening to the New York City Football Club right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're about to win their third game in a row or something. Who watches soccer? Who cares? They'll join us at 9:30 and they'll be like, yeah, we're chill. We know what's going on. But they don't really. We could totally, like, tell things about New York to the rest of the country right now.
And we should.
We should. Like what?
Like John Stewart's from New York.
Yeah, that's true. You know, John Stewart, Ivan sent me the video this week, but there's a lot of people that had been telling me that he was all over the Charleston thing and talking about it and very passionate, and I have yet to see the video. Mm-hmm. You've seen the video, young. I haven't seen the video.
I haven't seen the video.
Half America has seen the video. I haven't seen the video. No, but this week I did something unusual. I took 3 days off in a row. I didn't do any work.
God bless you, Kevin McCullough.
Except to, entertain some family that was in town. But that's not work. That's just joy. So.
But you're kind of cool in the whole, you have three little ones and your wife is overwhelmed. And when you can, you step in to lend a hand.
I try to every day.
Right.
Because I like my life.
Right. You know, you understand and subscribe to happy wife.
Happy life.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and come on, when you've got three munchkins as cute as mine, it's just hard not to just, you know, want to spend as much time with them as you can. But we had Grandpa. We had the Top Gun uncle, mm-hmm. and his wife were all with us.
The helmet,
Top Gun, now test pilot, a school grad. He's done everything. Like, all of the upper-end echelon, he wouldn't let me tell this stuff if he was here, but he's not here, so I could tell him. But
no one in New York's listening. So.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's practically a secret.
Right.
The most important city in the world's not listening. No, but he's done all those things, and, what's next? Can't tell you.
Right.
I'm going to go to the desert near Vegas. Gonna do something.
He's a snake eater. Bro.
Can't tell you.
He's like
can't
one
tell you what we're
snake
doing.
Eater guys.
Now he's. You know what he's been doing for the last year? He's been flying stuff he can't talk about for like the next 30 years. I call the experimental stuff.
Right.
Like the cool stuff you want to like create movies about and stuff. That's what he's been.
Well, I try to keep my right wing psycho character, my other personality.
Yes.
I try to keep him under. Raps.
Okay.
But since New York's not listening, no, it's kind of crazy, but, you know, the conversation comes up all the time, like, oh, well, you know, we got to stop ISIS, and how come it's so tricky? And I sit there and I say to people who really don't know about the American military.
Right.
And I'm basically like, well, I kind of think if we wanted to just, I mean, if we could do stuff like Hiroshima and, you know, stuff like that then, imagine what we could probably do now.
If we really wanted to get them, is what you're saying.
That's what there's so much more technology and advancement and power U.S. military, and it just makes me laugh that most people don't really know.
Well, yeah. And it makes me sad that we don't have a greater commitment to ending evil, which is kind of what we're going to talk about tonight.
Yeah, exactly. I can't believe you said that.
We're referencing the ISIS kind of evil, but we're going to get to the Charleston kind of evil, because that's about as evil as
I have a rant prepared.
Oh, good.
So, but I just don't know when you want me to push that button.
Well, you did.
After this, not now.
How much time do we have?
No, after, let me...
New York's not clued in for another.
We should probably wait
minutes.
A few minutes. Trust me.
So, hey, by the way, we should tell people before we get back together again. It won't be July next weekend, will it? Yeah. No, we're still a weekend away. Okay, so it's 2 weekends away from until your next movie hits the theaters.
July 1st.
Yeah. See, I see the Faith of Our Fathers wristband.
Yeah, man.
July 1. Real briefly, what's it about? Give it a plug.
Faith of Our Fathers is the story of two sons of two Vietnam veterans who passed away in the war, who befriended one another as a result of one soldier trying to share his faith, his Christian faith, with the other. And then as a result of that, the letters that they had written home to their sons allows for them generations later to become friends. The sons get to know each other through the letters and then go on a cross-country journey to read their father's names on the Vietnam Memorial, the wall. And it's turned into this amazing opportunity where many, many of the bigger churches in America are now wanting to honor veterans, and they're using Faith of Our Fathers as a vehicle to do
And this is the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War.
That's correct.
So kind of two tie-ins there. And those were veterans that weren't exactly treated well when they came home. They're the one batch that we kind of spit on instead of saluting when they got back.
Mm-hmm.
That's painful.
Yeah, and I think a big part of the heartbeat of this film is... Yes, to honor Vietnam veterans, but Iraqi
veterans
can, you know, a lot of these guys coming back from, you know, the last couple of years, 10 years, Iraq and now different places, they're still doing what they got to do. These guys are PT, you know, they're having all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And this is, again, I can't say what church is now and all this, but it's kind of snowballing into this opportunity to really reach out mostly to Vietnam vets for the reason you just described, but to all veterans who we need to be thankful to.
And it will be heading into the July 4th weekend, which is kind of cool. And Uncle Cy from the Duck Dynasty clan is in the movie, and some others. It's a great cast. I mean, you're just one of the stars that's in this one.
Yeah, you got Dave White. From Pure Flix, who was one of the producers and stars of God's Not Dead, and Kevin Downs, one of the stars of Courageous, is also one of the stars of this film. And it's a crazy story. We made the movie 6 years ago, and it sat around because they weren't sure what they wanted to do with it and how they wanted to distribute the film. And then Alex Kendrick, of the famed Kendrick Brothers, that are pastors.
Speaking of Courageous.
And, yeah, they did Fireproof and Facing the Giants and Courageous, and they came on board, and Alex himself edited the film and is now one of the producers. And it's just one of these God's timing
interesting
things.
Thing about that movie, you shot the principal footage 6 years ago,
right?
The summer that we started this radio broadcast.
I owe it all to you, Kevin.
No, I remember... No. I remember one of the first remotes he did was from the set of Faith of Our Fathers, and we were like, when's this coming out? And you're like, I don't know, maybe next year?
Yeah.
Six years later, here it comes.
Yeah.
But no, I'm looking forward to it. I'm seeing a lot of positive buzz about it, and people seem to be really cool with it. Well, he's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. The big news story this week, of course, was the shocking shooting that took place in Charleston, South Carolina, and all that has kind of erupted since then. And some of what has happened, I guess we kind of expected. You've got the president, you know, within less than a day going, oh, well, this is gun control's problem, and we got to get more guns off the streets. You had other people that were equally
I think, shocking in terms of the amount of forgiveness that they gave to this person who took the life of their loved ones almost immediately. John Stewart went on a big famous rant that's gone viral now. We'll cover that tonight, and we'll give you the latest on all that has happened in the last 24 hours, because there has been some additional discovery about how troubled this young man was. But it's a breaking news night here at Baldwin McCullough Live, and we're glad that you're with us, and we want you to be part of the conversation. 888-340-3373 is our phone number, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And we're going to let you weigh in on everything that you're hearing about. I mean, genuinely, one of the things that I was most surprised that came out almost immediately was what the comments of some of the family members said at their first hearing in the courtroom with the guy who killed their relatives in the shooting. I've documented some of it online. We'll tell you some of those quotes when we continue. And then, as you heard, Stephen's got a rant he wants to weigh in on this as well. So it should be pretty powerful. Hope you'll be with us for the full 2 hours tonight. It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York, continuing next.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Baldwin and McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. The number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373.
And we couldn't be happier than to tell you that Baldwin McCullough, being brought to you tonight by the good folks at MyPillow, MyPillow.com, has been an underwriter of this broadcast for nearly a year now, and they have done such a fantastic job of helping many of our listeners get better, improved sleep. What kind of sleep? REM cycle sleep. Sleep that like allows you to dream and get in the deepest sense of relaxation. And it does it from the technology. It's got this interlocking fill that's on the inside of the pillow. Steven uses the pillow. I use the pillow. Ivan uses the pillow. Jackie uses the pillow.
I use three of them.
Nick uses the pillow. You're not supposed to use three. They're so good you don't need to use three.
No, but I snuggle one.
Moving on. I don't want to know about what you snuggle or don't snuggle at night, Stephen.
No, but that's a wonderful endorsement. There's lots
of people. Don't ask, don't tell is my theory.
No, but there's lots of people that can hear us right now that are snugglers, too.
They want to snuggle a pillow.
Right.
Snuggle a my pillow. The interlocking patented pillow will make your snuggle the snuggliest snuggle that ever snuggled. No,
you're getting it.
If you don't get the best night's sleep, you're not human. You're not a human being when you try it. In fact, he guarantees it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. 60 days. You test drive it. You hate it. Send it back. He'll send all your money back. He's going to guarantee it for 10 years not to go flat. That means he'll send you a new one if yours ever does. And he made it washable in the washer dryer so you can keep it clean and hygienic all 10 years. Can't imagine going 10 years sleeping on a pillow that wasn't washed. That just sounds gross. But anyway, check out MyPillow tonight at 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC or Stevie B when you do that, and they're going to take 50% off your price. That's 50% off everything in your cart. You get the bed topper, which is like getting a brand new bed. You get the pillows. You get the travel pillows. In fact, are the phone lines empty, Mr. Ivan? There's two lines open. Okay, here's what we're going to do right now. If you are the first caller at 888-340-3373 that is not already on hold, so it's got to be line two or three, we are going to send you a MyPillow travel pillow. I took one of these to Israel last year. I got REM cycle sleep in my hotel room because it was such a powerful little tool. It folds up real nicely in this little travel case. It fits neatly in your backpack, in your suitcase, whatever it is you're traveling with. Get the travel pillow, my pillow, and it's our compliments tonight. 888-340-3373. First caller, 888-340-3373. It's going to be yours. And we're not allowing New York to participate in this contest because they're not with us yet. Losers.
That's kind of not fair. New Yorkers probably need more sleep than anybody else.
They do. But stop listening to soccer on Saturday nights. That's all I have to say.
I agree.
All right, so 800-506-2641 to get the MyPillow, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC or Stevie B. Use those promo codes online. You'll still get the 50% discount. And tell them you said hi from the Baldwin McCullough Show. Okay, Mr. B, you've got a rant. Something's been going through your head about Charleston. The floor is now yours, sir.
It's one of these things where I don't get it.
Okay.
So a gentleman who was one of the victims in Charleston, probably, I don't know how.
Was not one of the victims. The Facebook post?
Marcus Stanley was shot 8 times.
But from a previous crime. He's been a victim of previous violent crime. And he survived that 8-shot gunshot. But he wasn't in the church this time.
Right. And is he a member? But he's a member of this church.
No. He doesn't know them at all.
He's just a guy that
went through something very similar. Yes.
Due to race.
Yes.
Yes. So this guy turns around, and before they even catch this kid,
right?
This is kind of mind blowing. He searches for the shooter, searches his name
on social media,
right?
Yeah,
finds the kid's Facebook page, and then I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to say he basically says that the only way you're ever going to be set free from the evil that inspired you to do this is by giving your life to Jesus Christ.
Hmm.
And that's Marcus Stanley's opinion, one that I share. But it just, it made me look at that thing that is, where are the people and where is the media that gravitates toward that positivity? Now, what's happened in Charleston is it's nothing more than a simple, random act of evil. And evil acts out every day in millions of different ways, from children who are kidnapped and sold into sex trafficking to whatever it is. And there's really no way to rank these deeds, one that's worse than another, this, that, the other. What happened in Charleston is horrible, awful. I've been praying about it. It's wicked. It's demonic. But it's part of what happens in all different various ways all the time, every day.
Hmm.
And when I read this guy, again, his name's Marcus Stanley. He's a guy who survives, you know, a similar situation. And the first impulse this guy has is something positive relative to forgiveness. And it got me saying, why aren't we focused on that? These folks, this church,
mm-hmm.
have been hugely focused on that.
Some of them, not all of the victims' families were able, like some of them didn't feel like they could speak in the court proceeding, but we'll read some of the other ones' quotes later in the show. Shocking. That's all I can say. Shocking at how forgiving they are.
And then relevant to John Stewart, which is part of my rant, God bless him. Hugely talented guy, very successful. You know, he's launched careers. Now you see the new guy taking over Tonight Show.
He right.
wouldn't be there if it wasn't for Stewart.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, guys like Stewart make me ask the question, how do you even really ever expect to be taken seriously at all when you're John Stewart? That's my opinion. He's a comedian.
Right.
He's a satirist. So now he turns around and, God bless him, he has his platform and every right to express himself however he wants. But how do you, it kind of just makes me scratch my head and go, hey, John, like, really?
Well, and we're going to play the rant for you tonight, at least a portion of it. My only issue is, if it is as described to me, and again, I haven't heard it, but what's his solution for the problem? See, right. There's a lot of people that are walking around going, ah, this is obviously the problem, and this is the problem, and this is the problem. Okay, how do you fix it? Where do you go about, and maybe we can talk about that tonight. Maybe you've got some ideas. You're listening, 888-340-3373. But yeah, the thing you're talking about did go viral on Facebook, but zero media covered it.
Yeah.
And it's been far less reported in the media what the families have said to the shooter than some of the other stuff that's been reported too. Why don't they gravitate towards that positivity? I don't have an answer to that. Coming right back, he's Stevie B, I'm KMC. It's the show post Charleston. We're dedicating a very serious night to it. Stay with us.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
So glad you're with us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live coming to you from New York City. And those of you watching on the Biz Television Network, just got a shot of Fifth Avenue. We are thankful that you can be here. If you're just joining us, New York City, we are glad that you're with us on AM 970 The Answer. We are discussing the story that sucked all the oxygen out of the entire news universe at the end of this week. And it stemmed from a kid, literally, walking into a black church, sitting down with nine people that were having a Bible study, that were spending some time praying, and he sat through the entirety of the program, more than an hour in length, studying the Bible, talking with the different members when asked to give his opinion about the things they were discussing, praying at the very end. And as they got up to leave, he pulls a gun and says, "I'm here to kill all black people," before firing shots that killed all but, I think, four in the building, including a 5-year-old who was protected by her grandmother.
horrific evil story. We have the very latest, or at least as of the latest from a little bit earlier today. Nick, if you've got that clip queued up with tonight's rap, go right ahead.
I'm singing songs, remembering the nine people that were shot dead inside that church. And ABC's Marcy Gonzalez is in Charleston this morning with us. Good morning, Marcy.
Hi, good morning, Paula. It is the same emotion and compassion that we've been seeing here outside of the church for a third straight day. People are leaving flowers here following last night's emotional vigil. That song so perfectly capturing this community's response to tragedy. Amazing grace shown by thousands of mourners in Charleston, joining to share tears and prayers.
If that young man thought he was going to divide this community or divide this country with his racial hatred, he miserably failed.
That failure, so poignantly proven in this courtroom, here through the rawness of their pain, the families of some of the nine people gunned down in this historic black church just 2 days earlier, sharing these astounding words with the accused killer.
I will never be able to hold her again, but I forgive you.
Dylan Roof said little during his bond hearing.
What is your age?
21.
No mention of the racist rants friends say he went on for the months spent plotting the attack. But the families, including one of the survivors, made sure Roof heard every blistering word.
We welcome you Wednesday night in our Bible study with open arms. You have killed some of the most beautifulest people that I know. Every fiber in my body hurts.
And the judge set bond at $1 million on the gun charge, but he did not set bond on those nine counts of murder. And last night, Dylan Roof's family released a statement expressing their disbelief, sadness, and sympathy. Paula.
All right, so that was from ABC News from this morning, and capturing some of, I think, more of the astounding story, some of the reaction from some of the family members. 888-340-3373. The main headline tonight remains that of the Charleston killings, but there are lots of different reactions that are coming in. You've got families offering forgiveness to the shooter. You've got talk show hosts that are ranting about it. You've got politicians making hay about it, saying that they're going to, you know, the president was within just minutes of the reports being filed that he was out saying, oh, this is another incident in which a gun, easy access to a gun made this plausible. Whatever your thoughts and reaction to it are, we're going to take them. 888-340-3373. We open up the phone lines, 888-340-3373. I want to first go, though, to Guttsville, Michigan, because that's where Christina is listening on line two. Christina, welcome. You're on with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So you're the winner of our, you're the winner of the MyPillow tonight, are you?
I am so excited about this.
Have you ever had...
I hear you guys...
Have you had trouble sleeping?
Always, yes.
I'm going to tell you, even this little travel version is going to change your life, Christina. So enjoy it with our compliments.
Oh, I am looking forward to it, and I'm excited. And I'm just so excited to talk to both you, Kevin, and Stephen. I just love your program. Mm. I listen to it as much as I can get to it Saturday night, you know. I think... what happened in Charleston is just so sad. Like, to think somebody came into a Bible study to come in, and a young man, into a church where you want to feel love. We go there for our friendships, encouragement, goodness, and then to have that taken is just heart-wrenching. It's something... talking about it.
Christina, it's impossible to describe. We got to take a break. Congrats on the pillow and call back.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Extend your life with
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Saturday.
Now it's Saturday night.
Now
it wasn't really Saturday night.
It's Saturday night.
Now it's Saturday night,
which means it's time for the best radio program.
Go ahead.
Either like on Mars.
No, we're not on Mars. Or, we don't get to Mars. We get almost.
Somebody
to Mars.
Was on Mars.
We covered the globe so thoroughly. Multiple World Wide Web
You're
websites.
Trying to trick me with your intelligence again right now. I can.
No.
What did you just say? You said something clever.
We cover the global
universe.
See,
when you say we cover the global. See, I'm lost right,
yeah?
when you, right
okay.
after that.
Because you think we're broadcasting to Mars.
But it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Steve Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. Number's 888-340-3373. I thought somebody, didn't we put like an amoeba on Mars or something? Didn't
no,
we put like life
so.
On Mars? No?
No.
But something landed
the
on
Russians
Mars.
The Russians shot a dog into space and he died. They didn't go up and get him.
Well, ain't that just like your Putin?
We got our chimp back. Have you seen the previews for the Astronaut Wives? You know, it's based on the book. It's a new TV series. It's all about that era.
Right.
It premiered this week.
What chimp?
That we sent a chimp into space before we sent our men into space.
Right.
Who was our first?
And we just got the chimp back now?
No.
Oh.
Many, many years ago.
Oh. Like, but it's right not after Justin Bieber's chimp.
No.
Okay.
No.
Just checking.
No. Bieber wasn't even a thought.
Okay.
Not sure his parents were at that point.
All right.
Now, do you know who our first astronaut was to get into space?
Buzz Aldrin.
Alan Shepard. You're just one whole set of missions off.
But that's pretty good for me, bro.
I think. Or was Aldrin part of the first group? I don't know. Maybe he was part of the first group. Yeah, Google that stuff.
Jackie, I need help.
Google that stuff, Jack. Anyway, we're not talking about space tonight. We're talking about Charleston. A city that, by the way, this is just, I'm just having all these kinds of weird images come to my head because one of our first family vacations after young James was born was we went to Charleston. Mm-hmm. We just picked a city and said we're going to go see a historic city. And we stayed there, and a lot of the very racist past of Charleston, it was a slave port, there was intense unfairness, exercised towards the Africans that were brought. It was a major place where all of that trade took place. But it's amazing to see how much that city, given its history, has kind of overcome that and kind of healed. Especially in the midst of a state that still flies the Confederate flag as its state flag. I mean, that's kind of a weird... I've always thought that was a weird thing. But I find it sad that in a city that had gone through that, has found a degree of healing and a degree of unity through modern era, that's the place where this kid picked to go carry out his mission. Which you said, according to the website that they found a manifesto website, basically,
right.
That was his, where he had been typing his screed for a while, and he basically said, this is the historic city in my state, and this is where I want to make ground zero of my attack.
Yeah, literally quoting the writing of this young man, kid's last name is Roof.
Yes.
Is Dylan Roof. And it turns out that they found a lengthy, pretty elaborate.
2,000 plus words. Yeah.
Pretty elaborate website. And under one aspect of it, there's something called an explanation. And it says, I have no choice. I am not in the position to go alone and go into ghettos and fight. I choose Charleston because it's the most historic city in my state and at one time had the highest ratio of blacks and whites in the country. We have no skinheads, no KKK, no one doing anything but talking on the internet. And then he just goes on to say that this is what focused him on Charleston and that church and that, as I mentioned earlier, it was the Trayvon Martin situation that sparked in this kid's mind to start doing the research on racist violence in the country, historically, things like that. And what were we just talking about in the break? It's obvious to me, this one individual, this Dylan Roof, is, thank God, I don't mean to say this in a positive way, it's a rogue individual situation where this kid is obviously mentally ill, sick and twisted and evil, and he has, for whatever reason, been motivated to go and carry out these acts of violence.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful to see this church and these people now rallying around the situation in their devastation and pain and use it to stand up for what they believe in.
Yeah.
To turn around and say, this one little kid, and in the wake of this tragedy, we are going to remain the believers and Christians that we are, and say we forgive him, and it will not break us.
Yeah, one of the quotes that the people said in that court hearing that we played some of the audio for you in the last was. Alana Simmons, who's the granddaughter of Daniel Simmons, who was killed in the altercation. She says, although my grandfather and the other victims died at the hands of hate, this is proof. Everyone's plea for your soul, she's talking to Dylan Roof, everyone's plea for your soul is proof that they lived in love and their legacies will live in love, so hate won't win. And I just want to thank the court for making sure that hate doesn't win. That sounds far more forgiving to me than I would be in her situation. And I think that I'm a pretty serious man of faith. I take my faith very seriously. I also think I'm very, very human. And I would have a hard time if I was a family member being able to do what they're doing. Maybe that's just the evidence that their relationship with God is really carrying them through this right now. And
clearly it is.
That's a powerful thing. All right, 888-340-3373. There's a lot of you that want to weigh in. We've got, well, let's take Ralph from Red Bank real quick. Ralph, we're a little bit short on time, but go right ahead, make your point.
This unspeakable act of evil that is carried out in the house of the Lord or house of worship or house of God, okay, is not certainly condoned by the vast majority of this country. I would say that the vast majority, but the silent majority of this country, which are people of goodwill.
Okay, Ralph, hold on. We're going to have to bring you back because we didn't get the full comment in. Stay with us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. If you're watching on Biz TV, that was a live shot of Times Square, I think. And before the break, we were with Ralph. Ralph, I'm sorry. We had to, the computer cuts us off if we don't do what we need to do. But you were making your point. Go ahead.
That is indeed what we see, you know, the outpouring of love, the outpouring of, you know, compassion that this country is showing regard to what, that unspeakable act of evil.
Sure.
That took place in the house of worship, the house of God. And, you know, the mission of a man, or the character of a man, is put to the test in the way that he handles a crisis and a tragedy. And in my opinion, Obama has failed the test by taking the lower than low approach to this, trying to not only take advantage of this situation, but to exploit it as well, to not only push, but also to agitate some kind of an agenda. The governor of South Carolina is staying on top of this.
Yeah.
And you know who you are, Nikki? Okay? You know what kind of a person you are? And taking the high moral ground, the contrast with Obama on this is all too clear. This is a question of character. One sees this as a right versus wrong scenario,
yeah,
while the other views this in the context of race and gun. I mean, if the South and South Carolina is such a racist state, how come there are persons of color not only living there, but they get elected still?
No, I know exactly what you're saying, Ralph, and thanks for the call. And I think you make an interesting point on this level. The president did come out, try to take advantage of the scenario, tried to turn it into a gun control debate, like, immediately. But I'm going to criticize Ralph's opinion of this tonight because, and it's not that he was wrong on substance, but the reaction to Obama's reaction was nothing. No one picked up the message and kept carrying it. Mm-hmm. Like, he came out and tried to be like, yeah, let me be clear, gun control, we need... And it just fell flat. No one else started talking about it. And I think, you know, it was kind of a little slap in the face to him. And I think it was well appropriate, because now's not the time to be talking about that stuff.
Right.
These families haven't even put their loved ones in the ground yet.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hold their hand and be what we've been as a nation, coming to their side, holding prayer vigils, you know, there in South Carolina and around the country for them. Because this is something we're unaccustomed to seeing here.
Well, it would have been a great opportunity for the president to just be normal. Just
unify.
Yeah,
my
just
prayers
are
with
him. Be a human being, yeah.
Yeah. No, he had to come out and do a little, make a little point. Let's go to line two. DJ's in Brooklyn. Hi, DJ.
How you doing?
Good.
Welcome back, Stevie B.
Thank you, sir.
DJ, hold on. We did it to you, too. We only had 10 seconds. Hold on. We'll get to you right out of the break. Stay with us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.